It's 13 minutes past 12, and in a sign of just how critical and how quickly the drought has taken hold south of the border in New South Wales, there are thousands of cattle being walked over the border in search of greener pastures. About 8,000 head in the southern Queensland Shire of Maranoa, and in the Boulogne Shire, another 7,000 head under applications at the moment. Nick Hancock from Surratt has turned his hand to droving and has recruited his grandparents to help walk 1,500 Hereford cows from the New South Wales-Queensland border at Injune in southern Queensland.
Yeah, these cattle are from down near Moree, and they got trucked just outside Ninda Gully, and we've taken them from there because there's no feed to walk them to there.
Just from talking to people, are there a lot of New South Wales stock coming over the border?
Yeah, I spoke to another drover the other day, and he's got five people from down there looking for mobs to come up this way, yeah.
And how's it been so far? Because, I mean, as much as New South Wales is dry, Queensland's been in drought for a long time as well. How's the feed situation for the stock here?
Yeah, we were just lucky that we got the rain back there in February, so we've got a bit of a body of feed in Queensland that New South Wales missed out on.
How are the cattle going?
Oh, that we're getting them there. They're starting to break in. Yeah, they're a little bit lively to start with, but we're getting there.
You got, what, 11 horses here, so yep. Fair operation. How many people do you have working on this?
So there's me and another ringer, and then Nana does the cooking, and Grandad's driving the water truck and moving the plant for us.
So it's a family affair. How long have you been doing it for?
We've only been on the road with this mob for a week, but we had cattle up in the Central Islands for 4.5 months of our own previously. Yeah, I was a contract master and before that, and then just moved into the droving. Yeah. Yeah, we've got a good setup. We've got a prime mover towing a 20-foot container with their living in it. There's five beds in it and a full-size shower and toilet and a kitchen, fridge. And the second container's got all our dry goods and a couple extra fridges and freezers and all our tools and saddlery and dog cages underneath, yeah.
Are you starting to feel the cool? Yeah, it's quite a nice day. Now, you pulled up here for lunch, but is it cool in the mornings?
Yeah, no, it's quite cool of a morning and of a night, but Grandad's got that under control with the fire.
he's on the job.
Yeah.
That was drover Nick Hancock speaking there. And while his grandfather's in charge of the fire, Nick has recruited his grandmother, Carol Hancock, from Nanango to keep the camp in order as well.
Well, I rise at 6 and I get the boys their breakfast quickly so that they can get the herd out, and then I may be able to do a bit of washing perhaps. And then I go with the boys to do a bit of fencing, temporary fencing, to help them through to the next stop. And then back for lunch and medication for one lad and prepare tea.
And have you spent much time on the road before this?
No, we did go with Nick on his last drive about 6 months or so ago, but we were only there with him for about 3 weeks. And he wanted somebody and couldn't get anybody, so I was it.
And are you liking it?
Oh, yes, I love it.
What is it that you like?
I don't know. I've probably just been grandson, really. But, I like the cattle work and all that sort of thing.
Do you ever hop on a horse and have a go?
I have never ridden a horse. I have had 6 sons, all horse crazy, but I have never ridden a horse. I'm either on the quad or in the ute, and that's good enough for me.
Yeah, when you see some of the sunsets they get to see, you can see why that life is not too bad. That was Carol and Nick Hancock speaking there. Further east, Terry Hall from Gundawindi has lived most of his life on the stock route as well. He's north of Bungunya at the moment and has had some long days in the saddle.
Well, I've only just arrived here, but we've been on the road for 3 months between here and Gundy and back to Gundy, then back out again. Just trying to keep these cattle alive.
And you've got a fair mob here. How many cattle have you got on the road at the moment?
Oh, we only got 1,000 here. But it's enough with the way the weather is. You know, the feed's pretty good just around here, but water's starting to fail us a bit. That's our biggest drama, water. I got a mob of heifers at home. Instead of feeding them, I'd tend to send some of these weaker steers home and look after them and put the heifers out here. They've got a bit more condition on them, the steers. And they're not worth anything.
They will be when the drought breaks.
Yeah, that's the trouble. We're all waiting on that. The way the weather's changed in the last couple of days, there could be something coming, although the weather reports doesn't say much, but we have a bit of hope we might get some.
And it seems as you move north, there is a bit more feed around, but there are a lot of people now on the road. Is that causing any issues, the amount of cattle that are now walking over the border from interstate as well as the local fellas?
Oh, well, there's plenty coming over, but we're in front of all those. That'll help a bit, but no, we all should get a feed. It's just the water's going to be our biggest trouble. People want to start worrying about water before the feed, but at this stage we'll be right for another at least 6 weeks. But that'll keep us going. A bit more hope.
Are you surprised, given how dry it is here in Queensland, that there are so many cattle coming over the border?
We never thought that there'd be too many New South Wales cattle come over, because a lot of those drovers from over there don't like the scrub. A lot of scrub up here. A lot of good feed. The cattle do well on the... they eat trees. But it's worse down New South. They had to do something, so they decided to come up here. We haven't run into any of them just yet, but they will be about.
If you keep doing this, you must enjoy this life out here on the road, even when it gets cold?
Yeah, no, we enjoy it, but it's just a way of life. We just battle on.